Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. I think we've been talking about Jackson.
Johnny and June on WRCO-FM Richland Center. Up next, our update at 7, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.
Dragon SpaceX, Supra backup sensors, repeat HUD checks.
Far above the Earth, the first civilian spacewalk happening right now. Billionaire Jared Isaacman emerging from a SpaceX capsule, followed by a SpaceX engineer. Spacewalks have only included professional astronauts before. Tropical storm Francine coming ashore along the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane. Over 400,000 power outages. State of emergency declared in Los Angeles and San Bernardino counties because of wildfires in California. More legal trouble for Sean Diddy Combs.
In a new lawsuit, Don Richard, who is a member of the Combs-formed group Danity Kane, accuses him of terrorizing and sexually abusing her for years. Richard said Combs deprived basic needs such as adequate food and sleep, keeping some of her earnings and subjecting her to years of inhumane working conditions, which included groping, assault, and false imprisonment.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. This is ABC News. After former President Trump threatened prison sentences for people he baselessly accused of cheating in elections, Attorney General Merrick Garland is pushing back.
The nation's top law enforcer urging Justice Department employees to continue doing their jobs in a non-political way, and in remarks provided to reporters, saying that they will not allow this nation to become a country where law enforcement is an apparatus of politics. The Attorney General also describes a dangerous and outrageous spike in threats targeting Justice Department employees under his tenure.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Boeing has a contract proposal with a union representing tens of thousands of its mechanics, but still faces the possibility of a strike tomorrow. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, upset with the terms of the deal, have been demonstrating at Boeing factories. They vote on that contract today. And a new study says Americans used a record 100 trillion megabytes of wireless data last year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
Today's outlook calls for a high of 85, sunshine and very warm conditions. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some high clouds move in tonight, a low of 58 and a high of 82 Friday. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and a high of 60. For the rest of the weekend, 79 Saturday with a 30% chance of spotty showers. And Sunday, 78 degrees with an isolated shower chance. Right now we're at 50 degrees. That is the overnight low. This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present the Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. We have a huge selection of tractors, combines, harvest equipment, skid loaders, trucks, trailers, and more. This is a live auction with online bidding available. We're taking consignments of quality equipment up until Monday, September 16th. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Consignment Auction, Wednesday, September 18th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class, fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Dark brown hair went to blonde. said she's been thinking about all those quiet country nights. And whatever she thought was so wrong with me suddenly seemed all right. I was sitting on the porch in my overalls when her truck pulled in the view. She said, I changed my mind when I couldn't change.
Montgomery Gentry on WRCO, and she couldn't change me. She keeps trying, you know, and well, maybe someday. But nonetheless, we're all just a work in progress, right? Old Henry Bray will stop by. He's a real world beater. We'll see what's going on with him. And also birthdays and anniversaries straight ahead here from WRCO and WRCE. It's 50 degrees. Enjoy the cool of the day while you can. 85 later, here's Carly Pierce.
Thought you loved that black C-71 more than you love me. Mama always told me boys like you would run. Not for keeps. You called me up to tell me you were working late. But I heard right now you're dancing with a little Miss Jane. Bird's been talking up on the wire, spilling your secrets all over this town. You and her back road pulling on ladders. Did you really think that I wouldn't find out? Oh, so I found a little gas in a small red can. Oh, last strung match flying out of my hand. Liar, liar, truck on fire. Flames rolling off of your Goodyear tires. Burn, burn, you're gonna learn. Never should have put your lips on her. All over this town, you and her back road pulling. your lips on her.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's Restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like.
Kershaw on WRCO Radio. Henry's theme song right there. 7:19 the time. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, and still to come, some notes on today, some things from this day in history, and we'll take a look at some world record beaters coming up in just a little bit here.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less? That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip.
Yeah, what's up there, brother?
Today's pen color is black, I see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And the clip is broken off, too.
Yes, I'm sure you've done that.
No, I think it was done for me. This pen's got a little age on it.
Does it?
So, yeah, it does. It's not a quill pen, but it's got, you know.
It's vintage.
It is vintage, right.
Kind of like we are.
Yes, we're getting that way every day.
How was your, I'm playing footsie again with you. How was your evening, buddy?
It was good.
You had Grandpa duty last night?
Grandpa duty, and then we kind of celebrated an early anniversary. Today's our actual wedding anniversary.
Who?
The one girl I married, June.
So, June, yeah.
Yeah. So
that poor woman.
Right.
But well, anyway.
I'm going to get her some nachos at the concession stand tonight.
So. what are you going to bring her? Just the empty tray back?
No. The trouble is it's hard to keep them warm on the way home.
It is.
Yeah.
Set on them.
Oh, that's a good idea. They'll crunch up, though.
That's okay. She has more.
I suppose.
You know what I mean? And just throw them in the microwave. Then here, babe.
Only the best.
Yeah, only the best for you.
Might get her a Snickers bar, too, if they have them.
So, last night, I had some chicken.
Yeah. Is this Cooking with Henry?
Yeah,
right?
Cooking with Henry. I take this canned chunk chicken, and I put it in a bowl.
All right.
And I put hot mustard and a little bit of mayonnaise. And it's kind of like a chicken... You know, like a chicken salad.
Oh, okay.
But I don't use bread. And the doctor told me yesterday, no breads, no starches, nothing, no crackers. You see, I love crackers.
Oh, yeah.
So I got these crackers out. And
defying doctor's orders.
No.
Oh, come on.
So, and I dip, and each one of them, and my dogs get, they love the cracker dipped in this chicken salad, and then they eat it.
All right.
So, and they get one apiece, and they know this.
Okay.
So, my youngest dog, Clementine, dipped it in there. She took the cracker, and licked this cracker.
Okay.
Okay. I never saw her eat it. I found it last night, Phil.
Oh. Yeah.
In my bed.
I think that's a Barbara Mandrell song about eating crackers in bed. Pretty sure. Wow.
So last night at 10:15, I was changing the sheets on my bed.
A little crumbly in there.
Oh,
oh man, that's too bad.
Not cool, Clemmie. She's going, whatever.
So what's the vet say about your dogs eating crackers? Because, you know, it's kind of the same thing for their diet, too, I would think.
I don't think they eat as many crackers as I do.
Oh, okay.
I love crackers. Oh, I mean, my favorite is like regular saltine crackers with peanut butter.
Really?
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, that's good stuff. There's probably a cracker you could get that would fit your dietary restrictions.
She says no crackers, no sweets, no breads, no pasta. And I said, you know what? I just won't eat them. And I said, you're going to kill me. She goes, I never said that. And I said, it's basically the same thing.
Right, right. Well, hoping to try and get you to live a little longer, I presume. Yeah, so I presume that's it.
I've eaten, so last night for dessert, I had two apples.
Two apples?
Two apples, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So the nice Honeycrisp apples from our lovely lady Judy out there, Judy.
That's a great dessert.
Yeah, they're so good, so good.
Well, good luck with that. Did you ask your doctor about cheese balls?
No, can't have them.
Can't have them. Okay. Huh.
It's
even the red hot ones.
No, you can have those. I got those for Tim, Mr. Fabulous.
I don't want them.
Yeah, they're not hot.
Well, they sure look like they are. They're atomic cheese balls. Sheesh. I'm not trying them.
You're not going to try them?
No, I'm not trying them.
What? They're nice. They're nice red. They're just cheese balls.
I don't like spicy things.
You don't?
No. So I'll leave them for the rest of the staff.
Then they're still going to be there next week.
Probably.
And we'll have to throw them away.
Probably stale.
Maybe Ole can eat them.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think Ole has any taste buds left after all the Taco Bell he's eaten.
Not good for his
I tell you.
Doctor either.
Did you find any world records, buddy?
Did you hear about the Arizona man with the talent for basketball trick shots? He sank an underhand shot blindfolded from a distance of 60 feet. Jeremy Ware of Scottsdale earned his third Guinness World Records certificate after previously earning the record for most squats on a Swiss ball in 1 minute 37 and farthest basketball shot made backwards, 85 feet and 5 inches.
This is as long as a high school basketball court.
Yes, it is. Blindfolded, throwing backwards. You know, I can't believe it. But
crazy.
And I wonder how many tries he had before he did it. But he made it.
Philip, fastest 100-meter running on all fours.
Wow.
15.71 seconds, okay, from Japan. Kenichi Aoto. Kenichi runs on all fours, mimicking the primate, and has achieved the fastest time over 100 meters.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
I think they used to call that the bear crawl.
Yes.
Back in the day. You don't put your knees down.
No. Nope. That used to be a punishment for
exactly
a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
Henry had to see the old bear crawl.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do the bear crawl backwards, you know.
That's hard, too.
It's hard. But it's very good for athletes to do that. And now they even put a weight ball on your stomach when you do it backwards.
Do it backwards. Then there's the crab crawl, frontwards and backwards.
Yes.
It's where you're down on your hands and you know, you're backwards, a backwards bear crawl.
Yeah. And then they put a weight ball on your tummy.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of athletes do that today. I mean, and they go up and down stairs with it now.
Oof.
Oh, I tell you, I mean, some of these athletes are crazy.
I used to cry when they'd make me do the bear crawl or crab crawl, mm-hmm. You know. I was a senior. And
I was a 13th grader.
Yeah.
And,
on the 5-year plan, were you?
Yeah.
Or six? Or seven?
It doesn't matter. Can we just move on?
Somewhere. Yeah, okay.
What the longest distance pulled by a horse while on fire.
What?
Yes.
The horse is on fire?
No, longest distance pulled by a horse while a human's on fire.
Oh, gee.
500 feet.
Why?
Exactly. Joseph Todling from Austria was set on fire and dragged 500 feet by a horse in a jaw-dropping stunt, setting the world record for this fiery challenge. I mean, first of all, the guy's not right. Yeah, he set me on fire and I let a horse pull me for 500 feet. I mean, we don't even think of dumb stuff like that.
No, no, I wouldn't even back in my day, you know.
I don't like fire. And the last thing, and I love horses, but I don't want to be drugged by one for 500 feet while I'm on fire.
On fire.
And knowing my luck, whatever they're dragging me through would catch on fire, then I would be in prison for arson.
Oh, that's probably true.
Huh. So,
or the ball bearings would fly out of your knees.
Here's one. Most people crushed by a bed of nails survived.
What?
A bed of nails. Here we go. There were 50 people crushed by a record-breaking fanatic successfully. They lay on a bed of nails while 50 people stood on top of them without injury.
Oh! Wow.
I tell you what, I go deep in the archives for some of these.
Yeah, buddy. You do.
So
that one makes me hurt.
I'm looking for one for this, because this one is most people crushed by a bed of nails survived. I'm looking for one most people crushed by a bed of nails non-survived.
Oh, boy.
That guy was probably the same guy that ran that was pulled by a horse for 500 feet.
Right. Well, they get their name in the record book, though. Well,
good luck.
Right. I think we were talking about it a while back about the rare piece that was knocked over by the young boy in the museum. Didn't we talk about that? I think we did. But good news, the rare bronze era jar that a 4-year-old accidentally mashed. Last month, a family from northern Israel was visiting the museum when their youngest son tipped it over. Restoration experts were able to carefully piece the 3,500-year-old item back together. The jar had been on display at Haifa's Hecht Museum for 35 years. The museum has tried to turn the incident into an educational opportunity. I wonder if they used Elmer's glue.
I don't know, but I guarantee I would have had a belt across my behind when I was growing up.
Well, it was an accident, you know.
Keep your hands off stuff.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he just bumped into it. I don't know. But
I don't see how you could bump into an artifact like that if it's in a museum.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? I'd like to know the deets on that.
They glued it back together. Yeah.
Using Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, I was going to say, that stuff really works. That'll. Yeah,
and it takes about 3 hours if you glue your hands together to get them out.
And how would you know that, Henry?
It's a guess. I'm guessing, Phil.
Oh, boy.
Hey, farthest distance thrown in a cow patty throwing contest.
Really?
Yes.
Was that in Sauk City? Because I know they have the cow chip throwing contest.
Well, hold on here. 266 feet and 7.2 inches.
Wow.
I could try that one. But he still didn't throw it as far as a guy drugged through on fire with a horse.
Right.
Chad Durnham of the USA holds the world record for the longest throw of a dried cow patty, making this oddball tradition into a legendary feat. So
reminds me of one of my favorite Hollywood Squares moments. Remember, Paul Lynde was in the center square, and they would always set him up. And the question was something about the world cow chip throwing champion, and what does the world cow chip champion get? And Paul Lynde said, "Well, you certainly don't shake his hand."
Amen to that. All right, one more, buddy. Most ice cream scoops balanced on a cone. Give me a guess. Ice cream scoops balanced on one cone.
I'll say 20.
What about 125 scoops? Dimitri managed to balance 125 scoops of ice cream on a single cone without toppling them and make this the world record. Sweet and impressive from Italy.
Yes, I'll have 125 scoops, please. Wow.
You know what? Go down to Christy Sunnyside. I bet you they can at least give you 2 scoops.
They could. The trouble is I can't eat it fast enough, and when it's 85 degrees, it's going to be running down my hand and my arm.
That's why you have the glue.
Is that right?
Gorilla glue.
For what?
Keep your hand on the ice cream. You got to eat that. I mean,
I know.
Everything's coming together.
Doesn't stop it from melting, though.
Yeah, buddy, have a good day.
Sounds good.
And be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Get ready to fire up the grill with unbeatable deals from Richland Locker. This week, treat your family to juicy, tender family pack of ribeye steaks, now just $10.98 per pound. Need something for sandwiches or snacking? Head over to the deli for delicious smoked pit ham at just $6.48 per pound. Or pick up some creamy Longhorn Colby cheese for just $4.98 per pound. Perfect for any occasion. Visit them today at Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center, where quality meats and affordable prices come together to make every meal a success.
Some notes on this day in history. Well, what a day for TV shows to debut. 1959, Bonanza. 1966, The Monkees. 1970, Josie and the Pussycats. That's a Saturday morning show, and I remember skipping out of chores to see that one. And Taxi made its debut on ABC in 1978. 2013, Voyager 1 launched 36 years earlier, became the first man-made spacecraft ever to leave the solar system. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
You've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Here's a look at the VIP celebrating today. Happy birthday to Julie Ripley, Peg Ryan, and Bobby Stoltz from Schmidt Woodland Hills residents and staff. Happy birthday, Lester Parker from Richland Center United Methodist Church. To Alan Bradley retiree Ed Brown, have a great day today. Also to Ben Tredinick. Ben, happy birthday from the Povelmacher family and your fiancé, who loves you very much. Also to Phyllis Kiley from Betty and Deanna. Farrah Ray Berkhammer, happy golden birthday. Love Mom, Ben, Nash, Keegan, and Cannon. Hoping that you have a very, very nice birthday today. Greetings to everybody celebrating, and we salute you. Have a great day today. Also, in the mailbag, we have a happy birthday wish for Lori Draves of Highland from your Blue River cousin, Charles. Patsy Peters from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Happy birthday to wonderful friend Emily Hansel, 95 years young today, from Walt and Loretta McCarthy. And to Emily from Jay and Linda, enjoy your special day. Happy birthday from the Mick Memorial Park Board, and they say enjoy your special day. To Patricia Marish from Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. And happy birthday to Pat Marish from your favorite daughter. Happy birthday, Michelle Steinmetz from Park Street Christian Church. Saluting Michelle today. Also to Nathan Peterson from Park Street Christian Church. And Matt Faulkner from Five Points Lutheran Church. Happy birthday to Jim Whistle Olson. Have a great day, Jim. Well, greetings from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Rhonda Adams, Matt Bird, Jeeplin Jones, Macy McKay, Becca Pettick, Crystal Peterson, Dale Peterson, and Brody Meese. Happy anniversary, Chris and Tiffany Heinzroth, and also happy anniversary, Craig and Jean Kenny. From the RC Lions, happy birthday wishes to Ryan Williams, Phyllis Kiley, Teresa Nelson, Lester Parker, and Michelle Steinmetz. Happy anniversary to Nick and Lacey Hodge, to Grant and Jamie Bruckner, and yes, yours truly and my lovely bride celebrating today. Best wishes as well from the Bloom City Town Crier to Phil and June, and to Phil and June from Sherry and Brandy today. Happy anniversary from Bob and Heidi Shear. Thank you very much. Happy birthday to Lester Parker, and happy anniversary, Nick and Lacey Hodge from the Bloom City Town Crier. To Ryan and Lacey Gunningham from Mom and Dave. Have a great day today. Also, let's see, we have one for Heidi Darling from Dave Darling. Happy anniversary today to the Darlings. Happy fourth to Dawson and Ashley Durst from Lori and the Guys. And to Grant and Jamie Bruckner from Gabby, Jacob, Logan, Snowball, Mooney, and Nico. And happy anniversary, Grant and Jamie, from Mom, Bill, Nick, Carla, Savannah, Caden, Brittany, Ashley, and Parker.
If you just heard your someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Well, thanks to all the well-wishers. Yeah, 37 today for my bride and me. I had to go all the way to Neptune to find her. She was and is out of this world.
Just to look in your eyes again. Just to lay in your arms. Just to be the first one always there. Just to live in your laughter, just to sing in your heart, just to be every one of your dreams come true, just to sit by your window, just to touch in the night, just to offer. Just to long for your kisses, just to
To June, and also to all of the couples celebrating today. That, of course, was John Denver. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is currently a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Sunny and very warm today with a high of 85. Tonight, some high clouds move in with a low of 56. In Richland Center, after a low of 50, it's up to 52 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The latest Marquette poll shows Harris with a slight lead over Trump. The poll shows Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris leads Republican candidate by 4 points, both among registered and likely voters. The poll's results don't reflect Tuesday night's debate. The 4-point margin for Harris is also within the 4.6 percentage point margin of error. In the U.S. Senate race against Republican challenger Eric Hovde, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin has a 4-point lead among registered voters and a 5-point lead among likely voters. State School Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is running for re-election. Underley taught high school social studies in Indiana for several years before coming to Wisconsin. She previously worked with the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction as an education consultant and assistant director from 2009 to 2014. Underley was named principal of Pecatonica Elementary School in 2014 and was appointed as school district administrator of the Pecatonica Area School District in 2015, a role she held until her election as state superintendent in 2021. Underley will be on the ballot in next April's election. The Wisconsin Supreme Court agrees to hear a pair of high-profile cases. The justices agreed to directly hear whether or not the Wisconsin Elections Commission was obligated to appoint a new administrator after Megan Wolf's term expired last year. A Dane County judge ruled that commissioners didn't have to do that. Republican lawmakers appealed that decision, and the State Department of Justice, in turn, appealed to the Supreme Court. Justices will also hear a suit over the DNR's authority to order cleanup of hazardous substances, including PFAS. pressing for proof of citizenship in order to vote. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson on Wednesday echoed comments by former President Trump during a Capitol press conference about the SAVE Act. The Wisconsin Republican referenced claims of rapes and murders committed by illegal immigrants. Johnson also alleges the Biden administration's border policy encourages illegal voting. Some House Republicans threaten a government shutdown if the bill requiring proof of citizenship to vote isn't included in a funding package. The community has done it again. All the fundraising efforts for Walk with Grace over the past year amounted to over $300,000. Thanks to the many teams and volunteers, this year's walk, Making Strides for a Cure, raised $313,993.50. This can only be done through the hard work of everyone in the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Service Area. While the walk is over and the numbers are in, up next for the Grace Board of Directors is an annual meeting. The annual meeting also serves as a time for the board to show its appreciation to all the volunteers who worked so hard over the past year. The community is invited to attend the annual meeting Thursday night, October 17th, from 5 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All are invited to learn more about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. The Walk with GRACE Committee will hand out team plaques and plates in recognition of their hard work, and directors will hand out checks to the research facilities. A free will offering meal will also be available. The GRACE Board of Directors, Walk with GRACE chairs, and volunteers wish to thank you for your continued support. This year's total, again, is $313,993.50. Finalists for the 2024 Community and Economic Development Awards have been announced by the Wisconsin Economic Development Association. The awards were established by WEDA to recognize and celebrate businesses, projects, organizations, and communities that are making significant contributions to Wisconsin's economy. Three economic development projects or programs were selected in each of the four Community and Economic Development Award categories: business retention and expansion, community impact, real estate redevelopment and reuse, and talent attraction, development, and retention. Finalists in the community impact category include Gaze Mills Uptown Development. This award recognizes innovation in community development that promotes and advances health and economic prosperity in Wisconsin communities. Nominations should demonstrate how a program, project, or initiative meet at least one of the following: development or expansion of the community's entrepreneurial ecosystem, development of quality placemaking or placekeeping initiatives, redevelopment of blighted buildings into a project that has revitalized the community, or development of downtown or Main Street workforce housing. The winners in each category will be announced at the awards ceremony luncheon Thursday, September 26th, as part of WEDA's Fall Best Practices Conference in Eau Claire. Small business owners are experiencing a decrease in sales. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell by 2.5 points in August to 91.2, erasing all of July's gain. This is the 32nd consecutive month below the 50-year average of 98. The uncertainty index rose to 92, its highest level since October 2020. Inflation remains the top issue among small business owners, with 24% of owners reporting it as their top small business operating issue, down 1 point from July. A seasonally adjusted 40% of all small business owners reported job openings they could not fill in their current period, up 2 points from July. Of the 62% of owners hiring or trying to hire in August, 90% reported few or no qualified applicants for the positions they were trying to fill. 56% of owners reported capital outlays in the last 6 months, up 2 points from July. A net negative 16% of all owners reported higher nominal sales in the past 3 months. The net percent of owners expecting higher real sales Volumes fell 9 points to a net negative 18%. The net percent of owners reporting inventory gains was unchanged and a net negative 9% seasonally adjusted. A net negative 5% of owners viewed current inventory stocks as too low in August, down 1 point from July. The net percent of owners raising average selling prices fell 2 points from July to a net 20% seasonally adjusted. 24% of owners reported that inflation was their single most important problem in operating their business. Unadjusted, 15% reported lower average selling prices, and 34% reported higher average prices. The Vernon County Fair continues today through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds in Viroqua. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will open today at 4 with a wristband special from 4 to 9. Tonight's grandstand feature will be an antique tractor pull, modified truck and tractor pull beginning at 6. Grandstand admission is free tonight. The Little Britches Dairy Show will be held tomorrow at 12:30 in the Hanson Arena. The grandstand will feature the Badger State tractor and truck pull at 7. Cost of admission to the grandstands tomorrow night is $10, with children 5 and under admitted free. A full list of events at the Vernon County Fair can be found online at vernoncountyfair.com. Admission to the fairgrounds is $10 for adults and $5 for seniors and children 6 to 15. Children 5 and under are admitted free. Season passes, excluding grandstand events, are available at a cost of $20 for adults and $10 for children. There is also an all-inclusive season pass available, which includes grandstand events for $30. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the archery and crossbow deer hunting seasons open Saturday. The two seasons run through January 5th, except in the 35 counties and metro subunits that have extended seasons open until January 31st. The early archery and crossbow seasons offer opportunities for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before they change their patterns and experience additional hunting pressure during the gun deer season. Bonus antlerless harvest authorizations remain available in many counties. Just like when hunting with a firearm, archery and crossbow hunters should always remember these safety tips. Always practice tab K. Always wear a safety harness and a tree stand. Use 3 points of contact when going into or out of the stand. Use a haul line. Bring the unloaded bow or crossbow into the stand. Let someone know where you are going and when you expect to return, and operate any ATV or UTV soberly and responsibly. As a reminder, all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after recovery using Game Reg online, by phone, or at a participating registration station. The DNR also reminds hunters of the mobile-friendly resources available on the DNR's hunting webpage. In addition to hunting regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and other valuable resources, the public can also find a list of the public lands open to hunting using the DNR's Public Access Lands webpage.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Thursday, September 12th. Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, October 20th, from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69 of Richland Center. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82 of Rural Boscobel, died Sunday at home. A private funeral service will be held at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be held in the Boscobel Cemetery. Jeanette J. Hardy, 82 of Rural Boscobel. Edward Ed Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died yesterday. Funeral services are pending with the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center for Edward Ed Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
This is the final week to shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open today and tomorrow from 10 until 2 in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales and agents, and in
ABC News, I'm Sherry.